Majula Singapura is the national anthem of Singapore. Singapura is derived from the Malay word singa, or lion, and pura, or city. According to the legend, a visiting Sriwijayan prince saw an animal that he mistook for a lion, and hence Singapore's modern-day name was born. Singapore, a young, vibrant, and cosmopolitan country, celebrated her 42 years of independence on August 9, 2007, with the national theme, City of Possibilities. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepôt and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Through meticulous and intelligent long-term planning, Singapore has developed a world-class infrastructure in transportation, education, and healthcare systems, as well as a modern public housing scheme, which enables 95% of her citizens to own a home, one of the highest worldwide. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of greenery, trees, and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. The Singapore government also promotes healthy living by discouraging smoking and restricting smoking in public areas. The government also advises her citizens to eat more fruits and vegetables. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. Singaporeans embrace many of the world's religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, Hinduism, and others. People of different races and different religions enjoy living in peace and harmony. Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's grace and compassion, association members in Singapore were given the opportunities to carry out relief activities on several occasions in various countries in the region, which include the earthquake and BAM of Iran, Indonesia, and Pakistan, and the drought, floods, and tsunami in India and Thailand. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom on several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled The Different Aspects of God, delivered on September 27, 1994, in Singapore.
Dear Master, near my home, there are a group of stray dogs, 15, running around. Although they have done no harm, I have seen how dangerous and fierce a group of dogs can be. I used to live in a farm. If I alert the council and they terminate the dogs, I would feel responsible for that death. If I do nothing and someone gets attacked by these dogs, I would also feel responsible for my inaction to prevent. In addition, more dogs will be produced until it becomes a big problem. How do I solve this dilemma? I thank your graceful wisdom.
Is there any dog's home in Singapore? Yeah? Then why don't you contact with the dog's home? Which receive dogs and take care of them? And they will take care of them. They don't take care? They put them to sleep? Poor dogs, huh? I don't know, really. You have to do what you think is the best, alright? I don't know if the dogs are vicious or the dogs are kind. Some people just take dogs home and take care of them. In Hong Kong, we have many dogs also running around like that. And there's one person. He took care of them. He don't take them home, he just put them in a land somewhere, you know, a friend's land. And he built kind of primitive shelter And every day he'd jog around and bring food for them. And Hong Kong said that we used to have a stray dog also. From where, I don't know. She came to our house, and it's our meditation center. And so she gets vegetarian food. All right, no problem. And then one day, the dog lover, you know, the one who take care of the stray dogs, any stray dogs he'd bring and take care. And then he saw our dog, and he saw, oh, eating vegetarian, poor dog, you know. And he tried to seduce our dog, and he's eating beef and all kind of things. And later, the dog just followed him. He has no more initiation card. Or later, when he came back to the center, kind of felt shy, you know. You know, if they are not coming inside, just stand outside of the gate and bop around a little bit. And then, especially when I came home, he always hang around. He pretend that it's not for me. He come. He just come right here and then he look at the other way. But when I move, he moves. When I go forth, he go forth. But far, you know, distant. But he pretend never look at me, you know. But every move, he knows. funny. So, can you please judge through your own instinct, yeah, whether the dog deserves better treatment from you or what? See, if it's harmful for the society or not. You know what I mean? Mostly wild dogs, I don't know, except when they're sick, they don't attack the passerby. Mostly only the dog has the owner that attacks. Because they have to protect their property. And they know where is their property. When you trespass, he will bite you. With the wild dog, if they're sick, probably they will. But I cannot judge, but I haven't seen the dog. So do what you think, all right? Use your own intelligence.
In Singapore, there is a proposal for a law on the living will. A living will is a document which tells the doctor when a patient wants treatment terminated. The religious bodies in Singapore that have given their views are split on the proposal for a law on the living will, though most support the idea. Dear Master, please advise.
Whether let them die or let them live?
The living will is to get treatment terminated.
Why? Because they want to die?
The brain is damaged.
So they don't want to be hooked
onto a machine and just live on.
So now the people request that people have a choice to choose? But when they have brain damage, how can they respond to it?
They choose first.
Choose before they come inside.
They write this living will first.
Ah, I understand. So what the people want? How many percent yes, how many percent no?
Didn't say,
so how do I know?
It says the religious bodies in Singapore that have given their views are split on the proposal.
Okay, so that's very easy.
Most of them support the idea, but this person wants to know your advice.
Now the religious body is not exactly representing all the Singaporean people. But why don't the government just ask the people, huh? Ask the Singapore people, right? This Singapore people's business. I cannot mess about with your business, alright? Besides, every case is different. Sometimes people just die for a while, like the story I told you. People die and come back again. One person in America, I told you last time, he was struck by lightning and the whole body was burned inside out. And he got heart problem, everything. And he couldn't move. He was burned. But then he went to heaven and then gave the choice to leave and carry out some mission and come back to earth again. And he was suffering a lot. He couldn't see the light for many months. He has to wear dark glasses. Not only glasses, but those that you wear when you do the welding? Yes. It's very difficult. But then he stayed alive again. He was in coma for a long time. And recently there was a man in Korea, he just woke up after 6 years in coma. You know that, huh? He just woke up like nothing, just like wake up from sleep and say hello. You see what I mean? So it's very difficult for us to determine whether that person is absolutely useless. Or whether he will come back again and be a mighty speaker or a useful person for mankind. I don't know. All right, I'm not a doctor. I'm not also a religious body. I don't really know. Some cases useful, some cases not. And very difficult to pinpoint that this is good, this is not good. than with a death sentence. If the person really committed the offense, maybe it's justified, even though it shouldn't be that way, because God said that revenge belongs to me. But even though in that case it may be justified, but sometimes it's not justified at all, because that person is innocent. But sometimes under evidences and under strong pressure, you know, a person is forced into guilt without doing anything wrong. So in that case, it's very difficult and it's not justified and nobody can revive again. That's why England now banned the death penalty, because they realized, you know, many times before they had made mistakes and killed the wrong person, killed the innocent person. Sometimes 20 years later they found out that the person is innocent, it's too late. For example, like that. So I think whatever it is, just let it be, huh? Let it be naturally. If we can save a person, we save him. If we cannot, if it's time for him to die, I tell you the truth, even if the whole world doctor gather together and want to save him, he will die. Is that not so? If that person is not yet the time to die, you know what I mean? Even God cannot kill him. That's why many people will die and went to heaven, don't want to come back, but you know, the angel kicked them down. The time is not yet up. Go back there and do something. Learn your lessons. Not yet finished. Think like that. See? You have read many books like that, huh? Of the people who die, sometimes many days, sometimes many hours, went to heaven and get a sermon and learn something and then go back and be good. Huh? All right? Okay.
This is a very long, many questions. Mm-hmm. Dear Master, I have several questions still unsolved in my mind. Please be compassionate to solve them for me. If you so often say that Jesus Christ and his disciples were vegetarians at that time, why did Jesus give assistance to St. Peter to catch fish?
Do we always have to talk about fish? Even if Jesus ate fish, why do we have to imitate him? Be your own self. Do something better. Huh? Jesus said to the 12 disciples, they were fishermen. He had to talk in a fishy term. Say, come, throw away your net, follow me. I teach you how to catch men. Alright? So afterward, because they, you know, nostalgia about their job, so Jesus has said, oh, go and fish, do some fishing, and go get initiation, go get a disciple, go and preach something, catch a big fish. You know what I mean? You weren't there, you didn't see any fish for Peter, why talk like that? Even if I'm wrong, you are not absolutely right, we're both not there. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about God. Let's come to see God and let the fish stay in the ocean. Alright? Because we are free. We are moving in the air. We are moving in Singapore. Where it's a freedom, democratic country. Nobody catch you and chop your head for nothing. So why you do that to the fish? They have their kingdom. They have their movement, the freedom in the sea. They do nothing harm to our society. But listen there. Alright? So very simple. Huh?
If God is full of love, why did God create that big rain and water to finish almost the rest of the human beings which don't believe him to follow Noah?
Because God's very loving, that's why he did it. He wants to purify the planet, make a new one. But look at the mess he's done again. He's created us again. So nothing good. Just like your house, huh? Sometimes it's out of livable condition. So the government tear it down, yeah? Build a new house for you. I'll give you compensation. Give you a better living standard. Safer dwelling, yeah? Because your house is already so rotten. Anytime it can fall down and hurt you and your family, even though it looks good now, but it's just not safe. All right? So sometimes God wipe out everything and build new house again. But because the body is really not that important, for us this is important. For God, He can create 1 million again out of one person if He wants to. So God can create, but God can destroy. You know what I mean? It's entirely no problem to Him. Just like you can make cars, yeah? Even if it's an expensive Benz and a Volvo, if it's already no use and it could cause car accidents, then the company will, you know, collect it and crush it into powder, yeah? And build another one out of it and add in other better ingredients, you know what I mean? Huh? In Singapore, you cannot drive a car more than 10 years, you know that, alright? So that doesn't mean the Singapore government are very cruel, are not loving to the cars. But this is unsafe for you, unsafe for all the people on the street. Then it will cause accident, know what I mean? Alright, so just let God decide what God thinks best. Actually, we cling on to dear life, but we didn't know the life eternal. Therefore, we blame God for our short time on earth, for our sickness, for our physical suffering. But if we know life eternal, actually our short lifespan of 100 years or 60 years is absolutely nothing. God can always renew our body, give us more beautiful appearance, and the same soul, more beautiful appearance, more beautiful surrounding, more beautiful background for us to thrive, to live on, to develop. You know what I mean? If He didn't do that, we're probably still crawling on the earth, killing each other, and roasting each other for lunch. That's what probably they did at the time of Noah. And God said, tell them to stop, but they don't listen. But they were destroying each other. So God said, okay, let's build a new house. Alright? No problem to Him. Huh? He just wave a hand and thousands, millions of planets will appear, let alone human being. Yeah? Don't worry about that. He knows what He's doing. Well, we hope so.
If God is almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, when He created Adam and Eva, why didn't He know that they will betray Him and eat that forbidden fruit?
The poor old God. You are really a supreme church. God is a trumpet out there. Don't you think He knows?
Yes.
He knows it. That's why He made the apple. But He also knows human psychology. If He told him to eat it, he won't eat it. But if He said, don't eat it, you know, and then both of them are mouth-watering things. It must be something, good that He didn't let us eat. Ah, that's why He eat it. Yeah? You know what I mean? Oh, He's very clever. Don't worry about this old guy. Like your children, you know? You don't let them get initiation. Many children come to me, 3 years old, 4 years old, Master, can I have initiation? Just because their parents can tell them, you cannot get it, you're too young yet. You have to be 6 years old, their mother will give you half initiation. So they keep bugging me all the time, you know? Tugging my daughter, Master, that is so small like this. Master, can I have initiation? You cannot sell too cheap. Oh, God knows better than I do. I had to learn my lesson. The apples is for us, yeah, not for the other. But we learned that we could not sell everything too cheap. And that's why many people, you know, the high-class society people, they buy a lot of things, very expensive. It doesn't matter if that things look exactly like your thing, but the name's different. That's important. You know what I mean? The name's different. And sometimes the big company, they buy cheap things from the small company, but with their name printed on it. know what I mean? And that sale more expensive. You know all this. So that God is the biggest salesman. He knows everything about human psychology because He created us. All right? So don't worry about God's mistakes. Only we make mistakes. God doesn't. Huh? He knows. This old guy, very cheeky.
If God created all these creatures, then who created God?
Think for them. So many if. Oh, this you have to go and ask God, okay? I forgot to ask the old guy who created him. But that's no problem. That's too far away, huh? Now we have to walk on the road to God's home, and then we can ask Him, all right? But step by step, huh? Now you follow me, go with me. Now later we can ask Him together, who is your parent? All right? Up to now we're too far away from God, so we do other things first. Be practical.
Does this universe have a beginning and an end, like linear? Or this universe has no beginning and no end, like a circle?
It has a beginning and it has an end. But I am afraid we don't live that long to know. But we can know that by meditation. Because in meditation knowledge, there is no past, no future, and no present obstruction to us. No time obstruction. So then we will see that sometimes the universe rests and then nothing, no activity. It's just like nothing. And then when it stirs again, then everything springs into activities like we are experiencing now. Alright? But it's not end. It's really not end. It's just an alternative state of the universe. Alright? But it's a long sleep and a long awakening. Huh? It's not like a 24 hours.
Recently, archaeologists found fossils and say it is the missing link of the monkey and human. Do you agree that modern humans evolved from monkeys?
The missing link is because human and monkeys are different. Yeah? You see so many monkeys now? Yeah? And no monkey has evolved into human being. You know what I mean? Monkey lives longer than men. And not all monkeys are evolved into a human being. Understand what I mean? God made man truly for mankind's sake. There's no such kind for monkey. Alright? Not because God made monkey first and then monkey become man. It's not so. God created many creatures, different kinds, different beings. For different period of time. So the animals came first, then later human beings. Alright? Some of the monkeys are very intelligent. They're near human intelligence, but by no means can replace men.
Dear Master, I work in a company that kills animals and sells meat for human consumption. Is it bad for my karma even if I'm not physically involved in the killing? Can I be accepted for initiation if I continue working in the company?
Sure, you can be. But I'm afraid that your conscience will disturb you. And so you can get initiation, and then if you feel very much disturbed, you please try to change your job whenever possible for you. Alright? Because after the initiation, we became so highly evolved inside and so pure within our spirit. That every little contradictory will hurt us. The conscience always be very sharp, so it will feel not right to do it. Alright? Actually, all the precepts are not really precepts at all. It's just for you, for the guidelines in the beginning. Later on, even if everybody allow you to kill, you will not do it. And sometimes you use a leather good or fur coat, you will feel very uncomfortable. Because you can sense the suffering atmosphere still lingering in these goods that you use. You know what I mean? So that's the only reason that you probably consider change your job in the near future. But it's not that I request it so that you get initiation. You may get initiation first.
After initiation, if I can't fulfill the 2.5 hours meditation a day, what will happen to me? Please help me. How am I able to do meditation better and better each day? Thank you.
No problem. You do it slowly, okay? You do it just slowly. You don't have to do it for a half hour and straight. You try your best. Yeah, half an hour, 1 hour, 20 minutes. Okay. It's good for you. You don't have to bargain with me. If you eat two bowls of rice, then you're full. If you eat only one bowl, then you're half full. Okay? What happened to you? You're hungry.
That's what you asked me.
What can I do about it if you want to eat only half of the food? Yeah.
Dear Master, you did mention that when one can see lights and hear sounds during initiation, it is an essence of immediate enlightenment and seeing your own true self. What if a person does not have these experiences during initiation? What has happened? What should he continue, should he continue the meditation?
Yes, sure. Very rare, but maybe one or two person out of 1,000 don't have experience. Maybe only have sound and don't have light. Maybe have light only don't have sound. But he will have it in 20 minutes later, or 3 days later, at the most 7 days. This exception. Yeah. Otherwise, everyone will have it. Okay? Continue to meditate. You will have it at home. Sometimes you are out at the initiation, you don't have, you go home, you have it. Okay? Or 20 minutes later, you sit again in 20 minutes. Okay? The Master will take care. A double blessing. Double blessings. All the blessings. Yeah? I have to hammer the wisdom eye to get it open. It's too blessed.
Master, there's some question in the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. During meditation on the light, the third eye was blinking in the dark. And glittering very fast. Is it the light of the true self of the universe?
Yeah. I don't suppose this is the light from electricity, no? How can the wisdom eye blinking? It's really poetry. Feels like, huh? Darkness is not really darkness. If you continue, look further, it will become bright, okay?
Mm,
这个叫闪闪的光哈，有时候我们看那个不是很大的光，就闪闪嘛，注意点就会那个光就会定了，因为没注意它才这样闪闪。OK， 不过智慧眼不会眨啊。啊。
这里不是一个问题，感谢师父的。他说：“师父，我要谢谢你，非常感激你替我印心。”三业障，五到九代超生，无言感激。每每想到师父，我就要哭。
别哭。
师父好伟大，我爱你，我们永远都爱，跟随师父的教理。你是我们学习的对象，我们的理想目标，我们的榜样，我们活着的意义就是要修行，要回家。再次衷心诚挚的感谢师父，好好照顾自己，保重，希望能常见到您。虽然有化身师父，但见到亲身本人的师父，磁场整动力都不一样，那是法喜充满的加持力在空气中，快乐幸福在洋溢。师父晚安，保重，希望在近期内见你，能每次的参加寒期、寒山、寒四、寒十，再见，师父。
谢谢，你可以写一本《几个开悟记》。
我也应该。
I think other people like to hear. I don't know. They want to hear.
Yes.
Okay. Must be fair, huh?
Master, I very much appreciate his thanks. You initiated me to carry my karma, fight the 9 generations liberated. I appreciate so much that it is speechless. Every time when I think of Master, I start to cry. Oh Master, great Master, I love you. I love you forever, following the Master's teaching. You are our learning model, our ideal, our aim, our example. The meaning of living is to cultivate and go home. Once again, I'm sincerely and faithfully thanking Master. Please take good care of yourself. I wish to see you always. Although with the transformation Master, but seeing the physical Master, the magnetic field and the vibration is different. That is full of Dharma happiness. The blessing and the happiness and peacefulness is still in the air. Master, good night. Take care. Good to see you again. I'm able to join the retreat, the 3 days between 4 days, 7 days, 10 days. Goodbye.
Can write a book of immediate enlightenment. Very poetic, huh? The Chinese people were very poetic at heart. And actually, they're not bad for businessmen. Huh? They take care of each other. Just doesn't matter who you are, if you can speak a little Chinese, they think that you're Chinese. And they will help you. That's why everywhere the Chinese go, they help each other, and they become prosperous together, and become the envy of many citizens of different countries. But they shouldn't be envy, they should learn from the Chinese, because they work hard, and they unite. Yes. Whenever a Chinese go to another country, even if he doesn't know someone, if the Chinese know him, they take care of him. Or someone probably lend him money and show him how to work and help him to establish himself in that country. That's why everywhere the Chinese community is very strong. Strong and prosperous. Chinese people are very hospitable, very hard working. There are many jokes with the Chinese people. And wherever they smoke, they're Chinese. Because actually anywhere the Chinese can live, that's what it means. Doesn't mean the Chinese invading everywhere, but in any circumstance, the Chinese can survive. And they can prosper. Because they work very hard. And some people, Chinese go to Costa Rica or, you know, a South American country. And they work very hard. No wonder they succeed. Have a financial security. Saturday, Sunday, holiday, any day, open. Yeah. Other people, Sunday, Saturday closed, Friday closed, half day maybe, Saturday closed, and Sunday closed, and Monday maybe holiday, closed again. Tuesday, another day closed, or mañana closed. And of course, you know, God bless us, but God doesn't bless laziness, you know, and irresolute. The Chinese people are resolute people. That's why everywhere they go, they're successful. And they're also very diligent, you know. They don't earn their money for nothing. They really work hard and they know the tricks of business. The most clever trick is hard working. Sunday, Saturday, holiday, rainy day, Sunday day, no problem. All over. Yes, yes. In Taiwan, if you have money, you can buy anything. You can tell them to work all day, all night. No problem. The customer comes first. Even Taiwan's already very, very rich country, you know, prosperous country. The 13th financial business country, the 13th in the world. And it's so small, and I don't know. Even then, they still work hard. It's their nature to work hard, to serve the customer, not because of money only, you know what I mean? It's their nature. They're very hospitable. They like to help. And they like to work. Without work, they feel bored. They work very hard. But even if they already have money, but Sunday, Saturday, or even in the night, you know, they will open for you. Sometimes, like in Maori, the disciple plant trees overnight. The plant tree, like the Singapore people, huh? Big tree, huh? One night, and then become a jungle, huh? We do that also. Well, because these big trees, you know, our disciple, to go and dig himself. And then, even that, the owner, just let him do it all night. Sometimes help them also. And the crane work, you know, the crane to pick up the trees and plant it in the big hole. They also work all night with us. Yes. That doesn't mean they need money. You know what I mean? They just do it. Maybe just have it. Hard working. And appreciate their intelligence, their hands, their feet. Because they make use of their brain, their body. Therefore, they get more clever. And therefore, they get more successful in business. That is the secret. We don't tell the Chinese. Don't tell the Chinese that I tell you. All right. That's why that everywhere I go, the Chinese people also love me very much. Perhaps because I speak Chinese.
师父觉得观想是否比观音低沉深呢？每个人要学不一样的方法啊！即使我跟你讲观想是离观音地，那有一些人还是喜欢观想啊，就让他们观嘛啊！有一些人喜欢在家睡觉，然后做白日梦，就说我有很多钱。我会盖一个很大的房子，然后我会娶一个很漂亮的太太，然后我送两三个可爱的小叶菜，然后每天他在煮牛排给我吃，我不让他去观音房，我不让他去书，如果他读书我替他啊，他刚好讲完要都替他跟那个他讲那个什么家具啊，都把它倒家一起都破掉了，做白日梦这样的嘛，就可以在那边做白日梦幻想这样。那有钱的人他不用啊，啊，他就马上盖房子，他不用在那边想啊，了解吗？啊，就要娶太太的有钱的就可以去娶了，就不用在那边想那么多了啊，了解吗？就我们就是不用想了，我喜欢几颗。啊，有了就有了，没有就不要做白日梦了可以啊。哎呀，有些人这样。啊，这边幻想，这边有佛，这边有光，也很好玩啊。不过我们自己看到，直接看到有光有佛，不是比较不累吗？就这样子随你的。你如果懒惰的话，跟我们一起修观音法。如果你就辛苦，喜欢想象的东西，那你自己决定嘛哈，不用说哪一个地哪一个高了，大家玩不同的。
They ask me if the visualization method of meditation, would I say it is lower than the bunny method? So I said to them, whether it doesn't matter lower or higher, whether I say it's lower or higher, some people still like to go to practice the visualization method and let it be. You know what I mean?Just like some people, they like to daydream, you know, and they sit there in the sofa on the bed and say, well, I will have a lot of money. And then I will build a big house. And then I will have a beautiful wife. And then my wife will, you know, bear a few little beautiful karma for me. Thing like that. But then he just daydream about it.And we people,
those who practice Guanyin method, we don't like to daydream, we don't like to imagine things. We just like to have it now, or we don't have it. So this is the choice of different person. If you want to daydream, then you can choose visualization. And if you want to have it now without too much, thinking about it, and then you can join us. Yes? To sit there and visualize that you have light in here, and you have the Buddha on there, that's also fun.But to have it right now, see it right now, for us it's better. Save a lot of work, right? So I say it's up to you, it's your choice, huh? No need to say lower or higher, okay? Thank you for your love. God bless you. God bless you, Allah bless you. Stay in love, yeah? Walk in love.Embracing her, because everywhere God is there. We always live in God, whether you believe me or not believe me. You cannot escape. So don't worry. Time of trouble. Always have to remember God is near. God is in your breathing, God in your eyes, in your body, in yourself, in the neighbors, in your heart, in your children, in the air. Okay? You can never escape from God, so don't worry. Take your lessons easily. Take it easy. Try your best to solve your problems. But that's what we're here. Bye. Thank you.
concludes our presentation of the different aspects of God on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for another insightful lecture entitled, Try to Live a Happy Life. And now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Coming up next, we wish you a blessed and